We all know cigarettes are bad for you, and it's hard to quit. It takes most people 5 to 8 attempts to actually quit. That's according to the Michigan Tobacco Control Program. Lately, state health officials have been focusing on a particular group, people with HIV. Half of them smoke. IPR's Morgan Springer has the story of one woman who's HIV positive and trying to quit.
April Anderson was born in Grayling.
I've been smoking ever since I could sneak cigarettes from my mom and dad. So I've been smoking since I've been 10, but been smoking in front of my parents since I've been 12. And I'm 53 years old.
April says she was a chain smoker. She couldn't go anywhere without a cigarette. Even indoors where she couldn't smoke, she'd have one dangling unlit from her mouth.
Smoking used to be cool. That's the way they advertised it on TV when I was growing up. They used to have cigarette advertisement. Marlboro Man. Marlboros were it. You know, Raleighs, cool, Salems.
April says now it's just not cool.
People look at you and they just kind of like, ew.
When did it become not cool?
A couple of years ago to me.
April has quit smoking a few times. One time she quit cold turkey. She lasted 2 days. She quit again last October.
Can you describe what addiction feels like to you?
It's like having to go pee so bad that you can't hold it. And you're doing that pee-pee dance.
She says you make that feeling go away by having a cigarette. And that's what April did this spring, after being smoke-free for around 8 months. April thought it would be easy for her to quit cigarettes, like it was for her to quit drugs and alcohol 15 years ago.
The drugs I can get away from. The cigarettes are everywhere. Every store you walk into. Everywhere you go, they're everywhere.
Here's that. You can have that.
Okay. April's at the Thomas Judd Care Center in Traverse City. She's dropping off paperwork. The center provides services for people with HIV and AIDS. April was diagnosed with HIV in 2002, a year after she quit drugs and alcohol.
Can we just start out by you telling me who you are?
Victoria Camerata.
Victoria is the complex care coordinator at Thomas Judd Care Center, and she's been working with HIV-positive patients to help them quit smoking. They've got around 70 patients who fit that definition. April is one of them.
Did I ever show you one of our quit kits?
No.
I'll show you, it's pretty cool.
It's way cool, I like that one.
Victoria takes out a plastic bottle full of things to help smokers ignore cigarette cravings. April got one of these last time she tried to quit.
And then inside of it, we stuffed them with chamomile tea,
yes.
Flavored water,
the toothpick,
mm-hmm. This lip balm.
Nice.
It's really.
April says she used most of those things to help distract herself from cravings. It's not totally clear why half the people with HIV smoke, but according to a public health consultant at the state's tobacco control program, people with HIV often fall under three groups that tend to smoke already: the LGBT community, substance abusers, and people with mental health challenges. April fits all three categories. Victoria says HIV makes the health effects of smoking even worse.
Basically, it intensifies the disease process. So anything that would happen to a normal person with aging happens quicker with HIV, and then when you smoke on top of that, it happens even more rapidly.
April gets her cigarettes out of her car.
I used to smoke 2 packs a day, and I'm down to about 12 cigarettes a day now. See, I just got a few cigarettes in here now. Mm-hmm.
April smokes Basic Reds, and she says it's $7.60 a pack.
Come on. I can save that money and take a trip to Florida and see my granddaughter.
Her granddaughter was born 4 months ago, and April wants to set a good example for her.
Do you enjoy smoking?
Yes, I do. That's the issue. I like to smoke. I like to have that cigarette after dinner. I like to sit around on my porch and kick back and have a cigarette.
April lights up her cigarette outside. It's a beautiful sunny day, not too hot.
See, this is why I like smoking. This is what I associate with smoking. It's the birds and you can hear the trees and stuff.
How do you feel right now as you're having a cigarette?
Relaxed. just kind of chilled. Say, okay, cool.
She stands there and smokes, facing the woods. April has a few quitting tricks up her sleeve, only brings some cigarettes in the pack with her to work.
Instead of smoking a whole cigarette, I'll smoke a half of one.
Or she'll try to wait an extra half hour before having her next cigarette.
If I don't focus on it, it's okay. It doesn't drive me nuts. If I find something to do, it'll stay busy. But if I'm just sitting at home, doing nothing, let's say I had a cigarette and 10 minutes later I want another one, and there's nothing to do, it drives me nuts. I just sit there and focus on it. I want to smoke a cigarette. I want to smoke a cigarette. I want a cigarette. You know, and it just drives me nuts, and I end up smoking one.
It's a challenge, but she's trying to make it one cigarette at a time. April has a couple of things motivating her to quit. Her friends, her family, particularly her granddaughter. But mostly she says she's quitting for herself, and she says that's what's different this time around. Her goal is to quit by the end of the summer.
And if not, well, I guess I'll just have to keep trying. Because I will be quit by Christmas for sure.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.